God, I wish I could have seen her face. Every time I thought about how mad Chloe must have been when her parents told her about the deal I'd proposed and how they'd basically accepted on her behalf, I laughed out loud. I hadn't spoken with her in a few years, but I could picture her perfectly. Not only because I occasionally stumbled across her photos on social media, but because we'd known each other since birth, and I was familiar with every single one of her expressions. Hot and angry because you'd distracted her and then eaten the cookie off her plate. Stubborn and determined when you bet her she couldn't run as fast as you. I had no idea why she took those bets. I was way taller with much longer legs and beat her every time. Outraged and defiant when you called her a chicken for refusing to do something stupid you dared her to do. She did it every time. Narrow-eyed and resentful when you both got caught doing something dumb and dangerous that had been your idea, even though she never tattled on you. Flushed and breathless, her dark eyes half shut, her mouth open as you slid inside her, her hands clutching you desperately, your name a plea on her lips. Shifting in my seat, I focused on the highway again. It had been a pretty easy Sunday evening trip. Most people were heading south on I-75, returning home after a vacation up north. My family had a summer place in Harbor Springs, but it was about a 2-hour drive from Cloverleaf. So instead of staying there, I'd decided to take the Sawyers up on the offer to stay in one of the guest bedrooms at their house. Had they told her I was coming yet? I started to smile again. Uncle John had said the family would have Sunday dinner at 7, and that's when he'd mentioned my offer. He'd invited me to join them, but I figured it would be better if she heard about the deal when I wasn't in the room. Probably she'd have turned it down right then and there just to spite me, and that wouldn't have done either of us any good.
"Are you sure?" "Of course I'm sure," Oliver scoffed. "I've jumped off way higher roofs than this. Because it seems like a long way down." He shrugged. "Maybe to someone like you." "Like me, how?" Oliver gave me a side-eyed grin as he flapped his elbows and clucked like a chicken. "Stop it!" I punched him in the arm. He knew I hated being called chicken or scaredy cat or baby or any of the other names he called me because I wasn't a fan of heights or the dark or thunderstorms or snakes. He was exactly the type of kid who got you to tell him your secret fears and then used them against you. "I'm not a chicken. So jump." "I'm going to." I jerked my chin at him and stared down at the ground from the roof of the pole barn on my family's small farm. It was late August, hotter than blazes at 4 in the afternoon, and the sun had baked the mud below into a crusted, chocolate milk-colored pit. Oliver had dared me to jump, then bet me his Tamagotchi I wouldn't. I might have been able to resist the dare, although it's iffy, but I really wanted that Tamagotchi. I'd asked for one last Christmas, but had gotten a Barbie instead, which I'd given to my little sister Franny almost immediately. I did give her one fabulous night with Ken first. My Barbies were into sex. "You're really gonna give me your Tamagotchi?" I asked. I'd known Oliver practically since birth, and if I knew one thing about him, it was that he could not be trusted. All of his ideas got us into trouble. He rolled his eyes. "I said I would, didn't I? And you're not going to break your leg. It's like 10 feet or something. You can't break a leg from this height." I bit my lip and looked down again. It seemed like more than 10 feet.